Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Showtime.
How y'all feel?
P.T. Banda. Multi-hostile. Highly motivated, motivated, motivated.
Ah! All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And into hour number two we go, and actually Jacob Albrock from My Witness Sports holding it down the fort today. Shane will be back on Monday. What's on tap? Courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets. We'll get a little into popcorn ready. T.O. wants to make a return to football, maybe through the CFL, as a way to get back to the NFL, which he's about to go into the Hall of Fame in. It's got to be T.O. He's the only guy could even concoct such a ridiculous scenario, but I guess maybe it's worth some conversation. At Side Pockets today, your Friday deal. For a quarter-pound hamburger, cheeseburger, and fries for $5.95, or specialty burger and fries for $6.50. That's what's on tap today, all day, at Side Pockets. Great time for lunch, or for any occasion, at Kellogg and Tyler. 869-1240 as we continue at the top of the hour, 10 o'clock throughout. I guess you guys are going to get a little break in the weather here over the next few days, but it's been a couple of tough days, huh?
Yesterday was real bad.
Brutal.
It was real bad. Today's going to be a little worse, and then, yeah, we actually get some really, really nice, weather for this time of year over the next week or so. So, looking forward to that. I'll be working through it, but I'll be outside as much as I can after today. It's going to be a little hot again today, but after that, it will be good.
What is your focus right now? You're kind of in that quasi, you're in kind of that waiting for the Shrine game kind of.
Yeah, that's coming. We just finished, for us, we just finished our Catchy Awards. That takes a lot of focus online this time of year. And it's really sort of preparing for the insanity of the fall. I mean, getting ready, practices start in a couple of weeks. This is traditionally the slowest couple weeks of the year, but
yep.
You know, we're going to collectively, and it's sort of a goal, tell a whole lot more stories and focus on what people are doing, you know, sort of outside the games a little bit. The games are when they are and they take care of themselves, but we want to talk more about all the really cool stuff happening. So, you know, it's been a lot of that and sort of gathering that up and trying to find that and plant that seed. It'll be a bit of a shift to get people used to, but I think people will really enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's important for folks to let us know what cool things are happening, you know, when the games aren't going on, that will, I think, really help us do what we want to do. So if people know anything about it, sure, hit me up about it.
Yeah, and I always, for the many, many years that I was blessed to have that position, it was always amazing to me how much people thought we could read everyone's minds.
Right.
We need you to email or to pick up the phone. If you think that you've got a really cool story that needs to be told, we have the right to disagree with you. but 8 times out of 10, if you think it's a good story, and I'm talking yep. about you, the listener, or you, the viewer, 8 times out of 10, we're going to agree with you. And yep. if the timing works out okay, then we're going to try to figure out a way to tell that story. So keep that in mind. But remember, we don't have eyes and ears absolutely everywhere. I mean, we can't read minds. We've got a, I always got a big chuckle out of people that would take me to task or take the sports department to task for not doing something on something that to them was so obvious, but to me was like, well, hell, I mean, how do I know that if someone's not telling me that?
Right. Yeah. If that's, you never even knew about it in the first place. Yeah. Call us mad in the aftermath. Right. Call us ahead of time and let us know what's happening.
First. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Because we want to be as excited as you are about that story and tell it with people. But at the end of the day, that's what we do.
We're all storytellers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, we're basically fireside chatters. You know, here we go. We're gonna have a little story time here. So, well, it's the calm before the storm, and
yeah, it totally is.
And when you're in this business, and please just indulge us another moment here. When you're in this business, you do cycle back through, and about the end of July is where it starts, you know, kicking in. By the time that you get going in August, you're pretty much up to full speed, and then by the time that exhibition football and high schools are back in session, you know that it's right there for you, and off you go. And it's basically about a 9-month cycle that you go through where you're pretty much going after it full speed. So it's exciting, it's fun, it wears you out, but it keeps you young, I think, and that's the great part about it. So so we wish you all the
best. It's a weird time, Bruce, because we want to be, mm-hmm. you know, it's impossible. Every year, and I think you'd probably agree, we get to about May, and we're like, I am ready for a break.
Oh, my
goodness,
I just
can't take it. I need a break. And then we get to this time of year, we get about 2 weeks of the break, and we're like, God, is it football season yet? Like, when are we going to get to the fall?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
We're slaves to habit, and we want to, you just didn't, you know, you just can't sit idle for very long before you're like, all right, now it's time to, you know, it's time to get this thing going.
And even if you've done it for 30 or 40 years, and that's kind of where I'm at in that realm, and people say, "Well, are you excited about football beginning?" My answer is always the same: is, "Well, I'm not overly excited about it until it starts, and then and it's one of those things like I don't anticipate it, but the second that it gets going, which for me will be a week from Saturday, I'll be at camp, And then every bit of the juice is flow, and it never changes. It never
this year too.
Changes.
God, what, Bruce? What in the world is going to go on in the AFC West this year?
It's a great question.
There could be no outcome in the division that would surprise me, other than if any of the teams are really bad, that's about the only thing that will surprise me. Like, if there's a 4-win team in the division, that would surprise me. I don't think it's there, but everything else, like there, any projected order of finish, any way it plays out, I think it's all on the table at this point. And in the AFC, because I've been thinking about this as we begin to mm-hmm. descend upon the NFL season, and I'm like, okay, who's going to be my Super Bowl pick? And then I'm thinking, okay, I really, the Vikings are a pick that I'd like to make, I think, this year. Hard to count out the Eagles if Wentz is healthy. Boy, the Packers are healthy. Rodgers is back. Are they going to be in the mix? What do we think about, you know, some of these, and you just go up and down the list, and then you get over to the AFC.
Oh, it's yeah.
Bruce, I don't know who's the favorite. I mean, I guess it's the Patriots by default, but they lost a ton. So
I guess it's the Patriots by default because someone's going to prove
it. But who else is there? Like, who do we feel good about in the AFC?
Unless you're bullish on the Steelers, I guess.
But that's just sort of that same, yeah, they're kind of just always there kind of thing.
Yeah, the Texans are kind of getting some run.
Yep, but we don't know about Deshaun Watson.
Which is interesting to me.
Look, if Watson plays like he played in those handful of games last year.
Yeah, well, but we don't know that.
No.
We don't know that, but getting back to the AFC West. Are you buying or are you selling the Los Angeles Chargers?
Oh, I'm buying.
I think I am too.
I say this every year now for the last, I think, 4 seasons. There's just no way they can be as snake bitten to big-time injuries as they were a year. And they have been for 4 straight years. It has been remarkable how terrible their injury situation has been in recent years. If they sign Gates back and get that, because they lost Hunter Henry, if they get Gates back,
which really hurts.
That defense is sick.
Well, and they've got the best quarter, and they've got the best quarterback in the division.
The one you trust the most right now, for sure.
I won't say the best, because we really don't know that, but the one that you clearly trust by a far shout more than anyone
else. I think they have to be the favorite. I'll hold... the Chiefs, if they'll run the ball and commit to the run and help that defense out by doing that, they've got a chance to be really good. The biggest question for them, by far, it's not Mahomes. It's the defense. No. Mahomes will be fine because they should, in theory, rely on Hunt more than they did in the games that they lost last year. And, Bruce, they are as loaded offensively. Have they ever been more talented offensively on that offense in the history of the franchise?
But you just brought up an interesting point, and I think it bears repeating. I've been talking about this for a while now, and I really believe this. It's not about Kansas City's offense. It's about their defense, and the offense has got to be ball control. I know fans
because
see,
the defense isn't good.
Exactly. You've got to protect the defense as much as you possibly can, and by doing that, long ball control possessions on offense do as much for a defense as anything. Quick strikes, firing the ball down the field, scoring lots of points, not good for a defense. Not good for a defense. And that's why I will repeat again my contention, and I've taken a fair amount of heat from Chiefs fans for this, is that I think that they will be, not only because he's young, but because it suits and fits their purposes the best, I think that they will be, in a relative sense, conservative with Patrick Mahomes and the offense and their development, because A, they can be, and because B, it helps the defense. Now, I'm not talking about conservative like 2 yards in a cloud of dust, but I'm talking about short, controlled passes that keeps turnovers down, still moves the football. You can spread the wealth around a little bit. Then you can stretch the field when you have to. But there's just a lot of factors that the Chiefs have got to play into. If they can do that successfully and really help the defense out, then the Chiefs are going to be right there. But yeah, I think you've got four teams that are pretty interesting in the West. I really do.
The Broncos, if Keenum will be better at quarterback, you've got to think than what they've had. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the offensive line, much like the Chiefs, keeps getting a little better each year.
Yeah, and a little better, but still
a little better each year. Now the Chiefs have taken some bigger steps, but Denver's offensive line 3 years ago was laughable. So. Now you've got you still got your loaded at receiver there. I know that the running back situation people are pretty excited about, but they're kind of in that boat. And Oakland's, they're just not going to repeat the performance of last year. There's too much talent on that team. The loss of Crabtree will be big, and I'll be curious to see that. But I'll put my money on John Gruden getting a better year out of Derek Carr.
Derek Carr is going to be a hell of a lot better. And I made the comment about the one that you trust or the one that maybe is the best quarterback in the Derek Carr should be the best quarterback in this division. And maybe with Gruden now, he will be the best quarterback in this division. He was 2 years ago, I think. With all due respect to Alex Smith.
Well, Alex Smith was last year and it wasn't close.
Alex Smith wasn't even
close.
But
he was one of the best quarterbacks in the AFC last year.
Yes. Absolutely.
Would you, though, talking about quarterbacks in the division, Phillip Rivers is obviously at an advanced age, we'll say. Is there any quarterback in the division, like if you had your pick to start with, would it be Mahomes?
Probably.
I will tell you this.
I like the hell out of Case Keenum, but I haven't seen him practicing with live bullets yet. That starts next week, and we'll see what it's like when all of a sudden guys are flashing around and pressure is real. I do like what I see from him. I love Philip Rivers. And the more I get...
One of my all-time favorites.
Philip Rivers is... I don't know if he's underappreciated because I think he's disliked enough by people that maybe he has the appearance of being underappreciated. That dude's a baller, man. That dude is an absolute baller.
He's probably, by the time he's done, especially he's pretty good chance to be in Canton.
Oh, I think so. Yeah,
and he is. I enjoy watching him play because you know he's a good dude. He's a family man, but he is so demonstrative that it's fun. Like his game, he makes a game more fun to watch. Whether you love him or hate him, he makes it more fun to watch that game because he's so demonstrative. It's a little like the Brett Favre effect, where he gets in guys' faces a little bit and kind of, because I like that stuff. I want to see run your mouth a little and get upset and fired up and all of those things. But and if we were in our prime, certainly we'd take Rivers. But Bruce, I can't remember a quarterback as universally given the tip of the cap or the nod than Mahomes has been. People love him. And his it's because, one, the physical skills are obviously there. We all knew that. But people talk about the game, above the shoulders for him. You couldn't have had a better situation than to sit with Alex Smith for a year, who's as cerebral a quarterback as we have in the league.
And he lapped up the opportunity, too. The fact that he understood it and that he appreciated the opportunity to learn, which not all young guys would necessarily do. I mean, that speaks volumes about the maturity.
Never a peep about it. And look at his coach. You've got as good a quarterback coach. So he's been given every opportunity, and he's got more weapons in that offense. He's got as many as any team in the NFL, if not more, with a pretty good line. Yes, I'm beginning to become. At the beginning of the summer, I was iffy on the Chiefs. I thought maybe this kind of looks like a 500 team, somewhere between 7 and 9 wins. Maybe I'm starting to get a little more bullish on them, and it gives. You got to depend on Andy Reid to do something he almost never does, which is really dedicate consistently to the run for it to work for the reasons we talked about.
Sure,
but that's always been a shot play offense. I mean, they've always been a shot play offense, and they have the personnel to be that between Hill and Kelce on third down, and now Watkins added into the mix, or big time screen setups where you're sort of setting up certain plays for a quarter, and then you try and hit one, and they do it as well as anybody. And I think they can still do that stuff. I think they can still be a shot play offense. You take 5 or 6 shots a game. But conservative will be key, which I know will drive people crazy because they always want the Chiefs to push it down the field.
It's the winning now formula early.
You've got Hill and Watkins and a massive arm under center. People are going to want to see those deep balls, but I'm with you, Bruce. Turnovers, this team will not survive if they turn the ball over. Can't do it.
So you're on target.
Got to be ball control, and you've got to help the defense as much as you can. Now, maybe the defense is better than we think, and that possibility exists too. Maybe they're worse than we think, which is also a possibility that exists. They traded Peters. They get back a big-time piece in the Alex Smith deal. We don't know about the pass rush. They're thin.
But I think Fuller takes care of Peters.
Fuller is great.
I don't know.
Here's what we said a long time ago. I don't think that Fuller will individually be better than Peters, but he might make the secondary better as a whole.
Right.
Maybe. Because Peters was as good one-on-one as there was in the league. Now, people took shots at him, too, because he's beatable. He'll make you pay, but he's beatable. And that's been his MO forever. But they were willing to trade him away. They got Fuller, and Fuller graded out as a third corner in Washington is one of the best in the league. So I don't know what they're going to ask him to do. Are they going to line him up outside on team's number one receivers? Is he going to move around? Or is he going to continue to be a part of a secondary unit where he's sort of one of a several corners back there?
I wouldn't be surprised to see him be the slot defender.
That's what he did in Washington, and that's where he was so good.
Yeah,
so that'll be... I don't know if he can...
Those guys make, are valuable commodities, man. There aren't
But that's just not what Peters was.
Right.
That's what we look at and say, well, they're, you know, it's not apples to apples. We don't think. Now, they may ask him to do it. I don't know, because I'm sure he was asked to do that in college. It's not like he's never done that before. Their defense is a huge question, and I think there's a better chance that it's bad than it's good.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Absolutely. Having said that, I'm pretty bullish on the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
I'm pretty bullish on them, especially in a year that is somewhat transitional. I mean, okay, the Chargers on paper should be the best. The Broncos, I think, probably will improve, but from 5-11, do they get to 8-8? Maybe they're that kind of football team. There's still some pretty solid questions. The Raiders are intriguing because of Gruden. The Chiefs are intriguing because of Mahomes. But there's a lot of uncertainty out there. I think it's going to be an awful lot of fun. Did you see that... That Brent Musburger's taking over as the radio voice of the Oakland Raiders. They got rid
of
their guy,
Big Greg Pappas, real nicely into Las Vegas.
Boy, isn't that the truth? 79 years old now, Brent Musburger. But he takes over I think Greg Pappas was there for what, 20?
Yeah.
21 years, and was really kind of an institution in Oakland. But Brent Musburger takes over as the play-by-play voice, which of course will help lead into their transition in Las Vegas. I didn't know that Musburger was in Vegas now full time on kind of a fledgling, essentially betting network on Sirius.
I've never heard it, but yes, I knew that he was doing that because I listened to a lot of that because I listened to talk radio opportunities. It provides a lot of different weird stuff. Like right now, Bruce, you can call me a nerd if you want. Like I'm nonstop fantasy football prep right now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I hear
give me the 30-second Reader's Digest version of what the big fantasy issue is right now. And
well,
we don't know a
right
damn
now,
thing
it's,
about these guys.
It's roles in camp. I think it's sort of coming up with your dispositions of what to look for and where you have guys, and then we need to see some roles play themselves out and how guys, new coaches, and things like that. Look, it's the greatest thing in sports. It's fantasy football. It just is.
Okay, wait. Did you just say the greatest thing in sports is fantasy football?
Well, yeah,
football?
I get as excited about that as anything. And I'm not ashamed of it. You know what? I'm not ashamed of it.
No,
it's fun.
Nor should you be. I might take exception to that fantasy football is the greatest thing in sports. I might want to redo on
that might
statement.
Be a little aggressive. That might be a little aggressive.
But if you're nothing if not consistent, my friend. You've certainly been in that position for a while. I get it. Hey, look, yeah, you don't mess with people's fantasy football. That's for damn sure. We're back in a minute.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!